Bible to Luke chapter 17. I want to bring you a message this morning by the help of the Lord on a Thanksgiving thought. I wasn't going to, and changed my mind last night and began to think about these thoughts about Thanksgiving. And there's a good illustration, I believe, one of the best illustrations in the Bible of Thanksgiving in Luke 17, where the Lord Jesus Christ done a great miracle for 10 men. And out of those 10 men that Jesus done a miracle for, only one of them was thankful for it. This is, of course, the story of the 10 lepers that you know. And I want you to notice something that I ain't really thought about much until last night. Listen to me just for a minute and you'll get the point of the message. These were not ordinary men. These were not 10 men that you picked out as you went downtown. These were 10 men whom Jesus had done a miracle for. And 9 of them weren't thankful for it. In other words, you always hear preachers preaching on Thanksgiving, and I did Wednesday night, talked about, you know, the average person, we ought to be thankful for air, and we ought to be thankful for food, and it's like that little boy who went to church, and he went home, and his name was Raymond, and he was telling his, she came home and said, Raymond, what'd you learn at church this morning? And he said, oh, I sure do like my Sunday school teacher. And she said, why? He said, because she prayed for me and she called my name when she was praying in front of everybody. And the teacher, and his mama said, now, she did not. She didn't even know you. He said, yes, she did. He said, she's prayed and she said, God, we thank you for food and Raymond. And he thought that the Lord was, I mean, she thought that she's just praying for him. And you know, everybody's supposed to be thankful for food and clothes and shelter and your air and your health and all of that kind of stuff. I'm talking about 10 men in the Bible this morning whom the Lord done a special miracle for. He done something extraordinary for, and 9 of them weren't thankful. Now that's going to be me and you as Christians I'm talking about today. God's gave every sinner on earth air to breathe. God has given the most wicked, vile people in the world food to eat. And some of them have better food and clothes and house than we do. God's blessed them, everybody with those things. But God has only done that special miracle of grace in people who are saved. See, we've got a special miracle like these 10 lepers did. We had a disease like leprosy. It was called sin. When the Lord saved me, He done a special miracle for me. And according to this scripture, 9 out of 10 that God done a special miracle for wasn't even thankful. Look at Luke chapter 17 and verse 16. Listen real carefully just for a moment. And we'll be brief and to the point this morning. You listen real carefully. Well, look back at verse 11 so you'll get the whole story. Luke chapter number 17 and verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Stop reading right there and hold your place. How many of you in here knows what leprosy is? Raise your hand for a little bit about leprosy. Y'all help me now. Listen real carefully. I want you to be real quiet. Everybody be real still. When a man had leprosy in the Bible, it was like, it was bad as getting AIDS now. When you got leprosy, man, you went and found you a tombstone and started paying payments on it. You did not get better. You did not get well. When a man had leprosy in the Bible, all his hair would fall out. I didn't mean nothing by that. Some of you fellas, I don't mean to say you've got leprosy or nothing. Might have, I don't know. That's just one of the signs. All your hair falls out. Then, I mean, I'm not talking about just your hair on your head. Your eyebrows. Your eyelashes. You ain't got no beard. You no hair. All your hair just turns loose. Have you ever seen somebody with no hair on their face at all? I mean, I'm talking about none, man. I'm not talking about where the ladies grab them little bitty pair of pliers and jerk her eyebrows out and then draw them some on there with a magic marker. I'm talking about none. Not even no marks. No, I mean, just slick bald face and all your hair falls out. Then your all your teeth fall out and your gums start rotting. And your nose rots off until you ain't got nothing but two holes. You can look right straight in them. No nose at all. You're like a bulldog. And you ain't got no teeth and you ain't got no gums. And your nose falls off. Your hands, one joint at a time, your fingers just fall off. And they had to stay outside the city. They had sense back in them days. They had to stay outside the city. All the lepers didn't come in and say, "We demand our rights and we want to go to school with you." And they said, "No, we don't hate you or nothing, but get out of here before you give it to everybody." People had sense back in them days. And these lepers, they had to stay outside the city. And they were out here like this. And they'd be just jumping around saying, "Unclean, unclean." Buddy, you think about somebody with no gums and no teeth and their eyes sunk back in their head and no nose and no, just like that. And they'd jump around like that, just jumping around. There'd be like 30 or 40 of them. And when you come up, they'd say, "Unclean, unclean." You didn't mess with them. Nobody wanted to be around them because you didn't want to get that disease. You talk about a nightmare. I mean, they'd put old Freddy to shame, brother. I mean, these people were real and they could give you something that would kill you. Now, it was 10 men like this who here came to Jesus, and they were lepers. And the Bible said here in verse number 13, they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priest." And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God. And he fell at the Lord's feet and gave him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Look at verse 17. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? The Lord asked the question, "Where are those other 9 men that I've done something for?" The Lord looks down on our church this morning, ladies and gentlemen, and God sees this one and sees that one. And sees this one, and sees that one. And when you look around in here, all you see is the people who are here. But when God looks down on this church this morning, you know what God's saying? He's saying, "I'm glad you're here. Where are the 9? Where's all them other ones that I've done something for? Where's all them other people that I cleansed from their sin? Where's that other man that just 2 months ago or 6 weeks ago got his soul cleansed right here?" They are not found to give God the glory. I believe it's a sin to be unthankful. I believe it's a sin not to worship and thank God for what He's done for you. I want to tell you something here, ladies and gentlemen. If half the people in here don't like you, and if that woman beside you looks around and sticks out her tongue at you, and that man up in front of you turns around and goes, like that, you don't have no reason to quit church. God's done something for you. God's lifted up your soul out of a miry pit of sin. God wrote your name in the book of life, kept you out of hell. You don't have no reason to quit serving Him and to be unthankful to Him. Amen? You've got something to be thankful for. You've got a lot to be thankful for. God wants you, like I told him the other night at church, you heard about that one old woman that she said she didn't have but 2 teeth, but she thanked God they met. Everybody has got something to be thankful for. Everybody has something that they can get down and say, "Thank you, Lord." And if you're saved this morning and your name's in that book and God has done something for you and going to take you to heaven, you ought to be on shouting grounds and being thankful today, and don't ever whine or complain or feel sorry for yourself. Well, let me look at these 9 fellers here just for a few minutes and let's see why they were not thankful. Now picture it this way. Here's the Lord Jesus. He's sitting here. And this one guy comes back. 10 of them got healed, and only one of them comes back. Here he comes. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And the Lord said, "Well, it's not Thanksgiving Day." And he said, "Thank you anyway. Thank you every day. It don't have to be Thanksgiving Day. Oh, my fingers has grown back. Oh, I feel my eyebrows coming. Oh, I feel my teeth coming back in. I can eat a piece of chicken. I can eat a piece of ham. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you." I mean, he just goes nuts. You would too if God done something for you. I mean, if all your fingers was falling off, your nose fell off, and your gums fell off, and you couldn't eat nothing but soup through a straw, and then all of a sudden God gave you teeth, and God gave you gums. you'd be thankful too, wouldn't you? I tell you, that's how I was before I got saved. I was a sinner. I was a sinner on my way to hell, going to burn in a lake of fire. And the Lord touched me and done something for me. That's why I'm thankful to Him today. That's why I don't mind getting up here screaming and hollering in front of 500 or 600 people, is because that He done something for me. And I'm thankful to Him for it. Well, the Lord says this. The Lord looks back at him and He says, "Where are the nine?" And the old boy jumps up and says, "I'll go find them, Lord." So that Sunday morning he went over and he went knocking on the first one's door. And this person was named Brother Lazy. And he's going to lie in bed all Sunday morning that day. And old Thankful come and knocked on his door and said, "Hey man, Jesus asked me where you was, and I thought I'd come over and visit you. Why ain't you been back over to thank the Lord? I've been over there thanking Him at His feet, and it's wonderful. Woo! Boy, it feels good to have fingers. Boy, it feels good to be able to walk in town and not have everybody staring at you. Praise God, we're rid of that leprosy. Where was you at this morning?" And the old boy looks at him and says, "You know, it's been so long since I could lie between clean sheets. And it just felt so good. I didn't have... You know, before we couldn't lay on sheets. We'd have these big old scabs on our elbows and stuff, looked like a pizza. And he said, they'd stick to us. And if we laid there long enough, we couldn't even roll over with blood and that old junk coming out of it it felt so good just to slide down in between two clean sheets and lay there. But he said, "Now listen, big boy, if it hadn't been for Jesus, you couldn't even lay on no sheets. Don't you think you ought to be over there thanking Him?" "Well, I guess I should, but I stayed home this morning and meditated on the Saint mattress. And I got my radio and I tuned on old Earl Roberts. And I got old Jimmy Swayback. And I got them all on there. And I listened to some good preaching." He said, "Now wait a minute, buddy. You better get over and thank Jesus. He's the one that helped you. He's the one that lifted you up. He's the one that done something for you. Where was you?" Didn't make it this morning. Somebody said that the man who has forgotten to be thankful has fallen asleep in life. So he left his house, and by that Sunday evening, he went over and worshiped the Lord again and said, "Oh Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you, Jesus." And kissed his feet and said, "Thank you, Jesus. I love you, I love you. I ain't a leper no more. Woo! Praise the Lord." And the Lord said, "Where are the nine?" And he said, "I'll go check on them." And he went and knocked on the second man's door. This second man's name was Family Friend. And Thankful knocked on the door and said, "Man, where was you? I went back over and thanked the Lord and we had a wonderful time. Glory to God." And he said, "Well, I tell you, brother," he said, "it's not that I'm unthankful or nothing, but it's been a long time since I could spend time with my family. And I've been a leper for a long time. They wouldn't have nothing to do with me. And I went over and seen Aunt Rosie, and she wanted to hear the good news about how I ain't a leper no more. And I went over and told her, about how that I ain't a leper no more, and it feels good, son. I eat turkey. And, buddy, we had dressing, and I ate cranberry sauce with it. And after that, we had pumpkin pie and rhubarb, and we had this and biscuits, and we had giblet gravy, and we had ice tea and Coke, buddy. And, I mean, we watched the football game." He said, "Oh, there ain't no such thing as football yet." "Oh, okay. Well, we had another big time." And he said, "We just sat around talk." And he said, "But don't you think you ought to be over there thanking the Lord? Don't you think you ought to be over there thanking Jesus?" And he said, "Well, I reckon I could, but my family is getting together again this evening, and I figured I better get with them." I'm not saying it's wrong to be with your family, folks. I'm not saying it's wrong to fellowship with your friends and loved ones and mom and daddy and grandpa and grandma. I'm just asking you this. Who saved your soul? Who kept you out of hell? Aunt Rosie didn't die on no cross for you to shed her blood. I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, when we quit being thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ, we need a trip to the altar and put God first in our life again. Boy, you know what he done? He went over and knocked on the next fella's house. His name is Ungrateful. He said, man, why ain't you been back over there thanking Jesus for what He done for us? He said, you know, buddy, I went out and got me a job, work overtime. And he said, I've had to work the first and the second and the third all week. He said, you work the first, the second, and the third? He said, yes. He said, it just feels so good to be able to work again. And it's just wonderful. And he said, but listen, man, what about Jesus? He said, well, it's a sin not to work. They that don't work don't eat. If we're going to live for Jesus, we better get out here and get to work now. And I've got to get out here and I'm going to buy my family a house and show them I love them. And I'm going to send my daughter to college. And I'm going to buy my boy a motorcycle. And I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do that. And the old thankful said, but what about Jesus? Now, I'll ask some of you people here this morning something. What about Jesus? Are you thankful to Him? Who gave you that breath you've been breathing while you've been listening to me preach? Who lets your ears work? Who keeps your heart beating all night long? What about Him? You know, people get all mad and they say, oh, that preacher, he's a fanatic. Sunday morning, Sunday night, revival, all the church, 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 church. Yeah, you better believe it, brother. Church, 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 church. Because Jesus Christ is where we got our sins forgiven. And if it wasn't for Him, we'd be on our way to hell. And I believe it's wrong not to be thankful to God. Next time, night he went over and seen another. And that was that week. And his name was Brother Lowdown. I just made these names up. I guess you figured that. He said, man, why ain't you out thanking Jesus? He said, I've just been at home ever since the other day when He cleansed us. And I said, you ain't even been out telling nobody? He said, I don't want to go out and judge other people. He said, what do you mean judge other people, man? Go out and tell them the Lord healed you of your leprosy. You ain't judging nobody. And he said, well, I don't want to make them uncomfortable. Just to be honest with you, I'm ashamed to talk. He said, you're ashamed? There you was over there and you didn't have no fingers and your nose had fell off and your teeth is gone, your gums is gone, and you was about ready to die and you didn't have a hair on your head and you couldn't eat nothing but soup through a straw. And then the Lord touched you and you're cleansed now and you got fingers and you got teeth and gums and eyes and a nose and you can eat anything you want and you're ashamed to tell somebody about it? He said, yep. He went and knocked on the next door. Brother Sociable come to the door and he said, where you been, boy? How come you ain't been back over there thanking the Lord when we meet together to thank Him on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night? And he said, well, my friends are been coming over. And you know, they just show up at Sunday evening about 6 o'clock. And I'm just not going to tell them to leave. I don't want to hurt their feelings. And we sit around, time the football game's over, they want to ride out and get an ice cream, and time we get back from ice cream, I watch my watch and I know it's time to go over and thank Jesus, but, well, I don't want to hurt their feelings. He said, oh, so you just go ahead and hurt Jesus' feelings, right? Well, no, I don't want to hurt His feelings. Well, you say you're going to hurt His feelings or theirs. One, which one you going to hurt? Well, he ain't got no feelings. Yes, he does. He asked me where you was. He said, where's the nine? You mean he missed me? Yeah, he missed you. He knows you wasn't there.
Did the preacher say anything?
No, the preacher didn't say nothing. But Jesus is wondering where you was at. I wonder if the Lord looks over this congregation tonight. You know what? You heard one of the preachers on the radio this morning as I was getting ready to come to church. Said he went to heard a preacher tell him this morning. Church had 280 on Sunday morning and 30 on Sunday night. And I know some churches have bus ministries and stuff and don't run, but I understand that. But the Lord looks down on that church and says, where are the 250? Where are the 250? Then he went to another one and he knocked on his door and he said, hey man, where have you been? We've been over on our knees thanking the Lord for healing us of our leprosy. And He healed you too. Why ain't you over thanking Him? And the guy says, I can thank Him just as good at home. What do you mean you can't thank Him just as good at home? He's over here, you're over here. Get over and thank Him. He said, I'm thankful. Well, don't just run your mouth. Get over and get on your knees and show people you're thankful. Well, I don't have to do that. I can still be here. He knows our heart. He knows everything. Listen, you know what that guy was? He's a liar. He's a liar.
He could be a better testimony over there in front of that crowd, bowing down on his knees, worshiping Jesus. Now, I want to tell you something, folks. I've heard guys say, well, I'm going fishing this morning on the riverbank. I can worship the Lord out there. You can, but you won't, will you? Amen. Y'all are awful quiet this morning. I bet somebody, a bunch of you had something planned this evening, and now you're sick. Listen to me. Listen to me a minute. A lot of my family thinks I'm a fanatic. Oh, and it's just church. Yeah, you better believe it, brother. Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. He saved my soul. He kept me out of hell. He comes first. If you don't like it, you know what you can do? Eat turkey by yourself. Save me some, I'll eat it after church. Amen? After I get through thanking Him, then I'll come over and eat turkey. Invite me if you want to. But not when it's thanking time. Not when it's worshiping time. Not when it's praising time. Not when it's preaching time. The Lord, He saved me. He's the one that cured me of my spiritual leprosy, and He comes first. You show me a person that won't go to church regular, and I'll show you a person that won't last long. They'll be back out in their sins before it's over with. He went and knocked on another's door. Hey, buddy. Yeah, how's it going, thankful? Oh, just wonderful. I'm thanking the Lord, having the time of my life. Go over there and thank Him all the time. Where you been? I don't want to talk about it. He said, what do you mean you don't want to talk about it? You can eat, can't you? Got teeth, ain't you? Got gums, ain't you? Got fingers, ain't you? You got nose, ain't you? You got your toes and your hair on your eyebrows and all that back. What's the matter, you man? What do you mean you don't want to talk about it? Why aren't you over there thanking Jesus? He said, well, I'll just tell you. Well, tell me. I was uptown the other day and I seen one of the disciples smoking. And Thankful said, so? Well, I just don't think a disciple ought to do that. Now, for us ordinary Christians, that's okay. But not a disciple. Man's going to be a disciple, he ought not to do that. Thankful said, so what? Big deal. What's that got to do with you thanking the Lord? Well, I'll tell you one thing. And I was up there the other day, and I saw Peter's wife in the shopping center, and she did not speak to me. And if his wife can't do no better than that, I ain't. Wait a minute. Who brought you up and healed you of your leprosy? Jesus. Did Peter? No. Did John? No. Did Matthew? No. Did Bartholomew? No. Who did it? Jesus did. Well, why ain't you over there thanking Him, you sorry thing? Say amen right there. Amen. Say amen right there. Amen. There you go. Went over and knocked on the next man's door. Where's you at? His name's Brother Pleasure. Where was you? We've been over there thanking the Lord. Why haven't you been over there thanking the Lord with us? Well, I'll tell you, Brother Thankful, man. Little Pee-wee had a ball game. I wanted to see it. You know, they're only little ones. You can go to church anytime. He said, you mean to tell me, listen, buddy, if it wasn't for Jesus, they wouldn't even let you in them ball games. There's a leper standing outside there, the fence, bouncing around like Freddy. Now they'll let you go to a ball game. You sorry thing. You ought to be over there down on your knees thanking God. But then you know what? The worst one's when we went to that last fellow's house and knocked on his door. His name was Brother Tragic. He said, where's he at? I come to visit him. She said, how you doing, Thankful? He said, I'm doing wonderful. I'm going over there thanking Jesus all the time and getting down his feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, spread in the pilgrim pathway on my way to the celestial city. I sing the youth choir. Woo! She said, boy, you got a dose, didn't you? He said, yes, ma'am. Come on and get some of it. He said, where's so-and-so? And she said, you mean you hadn't heard? He's off out there riding a horse the other day. You know, since he got his fingers back and he can hold on. That's an awful thing. And the horse throwed him. I just made this up as I'm going along. And the horse throwed him. and like to kill him. And he's in the hospital, and they're not expecting him to live. He's in intensive care. So Thankful runs over at the hospital. Sure enough, our lady's old tragic. He said, "Boy, what's the matter with you?" So I was out there on the freeway, and four camels coming right at me head on. I was flying there, and I tried to dodge them, and we hit head on my horse in a big old Peterbilt camel. And he said, "Well, I wondered where you've been, man. We've been over there thanking the Lord, and I ain't seen you." And he said this, "I meant to go back. I meant to. I really did. I had every intention of getting back in there and thanking the Lord and living like I ought to live. I just having a little fun for a while. I meant to go back." Next day, he went by Tragic's house, and there was a wreath hanging on the door. And somebody wrote a poem and said, "I meant to go back, but you may guess, I was filled with amazement that I cannot express. My sores, unendurable, eaten, defiled, had become as smooth as a little child. I was drunk with joy. I was crazy with glee. For the dazzle of sunshine, I could scarcely see. Now all was bright where it had been black. I meant to go back. Oh, I meant to go back. I had thought to return when my people came out. There were tears of rejoicing and laughter and shout. They crowded around me. They filled the whole place. They stared at my feet and my hands and my face. My children were there and my dear sweet wife and all the forgotten allurements of life. My cup was so full, I seemed nothing to lack. I meant to go back. Oh, I meant to go back. Now learn a parable before it's too late. I now must ask, where are the eight? For that one waited too long." Now the question I ask you this morning in closing is, how long is the Lord going to wait on you to get in there and live for Him like you're supposed to be living? Let's stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed. Every head bowed, never eye closed while they come and get us a song this morning. No one leaving the building, no one looking around. Listen real carefully. Are you one of them people that the Lord's saying, "Where are the nine?" Huh? If God's speaking to your heart this morning, and He's touched your soul through the message, maybe something I said, or maybe something I ain't even said, and the Spirit of God brought it home to your heart, why don't you come this morning and put that life on the altar? Huh? Dear Lord Jesus, we need You this morning more than we've ever needed You before. Help us, dear God, in these last days and wicked times to live for You and serve You and do right. Bless now. In the invitation, help that man, that woman, that boy, that girl who needs to step out and come to this altar to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God for some of these that's already come. If you need to come, come on right now.
Just as I am without one plea, but
you need to come. Come on right now. Don't be like that fella who meant to go back and never did make it. Let's sing another verse. If you need to come, come on right now. Come on. You ought to be thankful for what the Lord's done for you. Amen. How about it this morning? Are you thankful? Amen. Hey, that's what we need this morning. We need to get thankful. Humble ourselves.
Of God.
Remember what I said? The man who has forgotten to be thankful has fallen asleep in life. The man who has forgotten to be thankful has fallen asleep in life. Have you forgotten to be thankful? You think about all God's done for you. We'll sing one more verse. Just one more. If you need to come, just get out of your seat and join these on the altar. They're being thankful. Fall at His feet, man. Tell Him, Lord, look where I'd have been this morning without You. And learn to be thankful. I believe God will bless you for it. One of the signs of the last days is that people are unthankful. While we sing, won't you come?
Just as I am, Thou wilt receive.
Amen.
Wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve. Because Thou promised,
Amen.
I believe.
Don't be like that fella who, in the last one I told about, said, I meant to go back. God's speaking to your heart. You said, boy, I ought to be thankful, but I ain't been.
Y'all just stand right here. That'll be fine.
Have you meant to go back? You've been saying, boy, I need to get in there and get right with God. I really need to get in there and serve Him. But you've just been putting it off. Let me tell you this, it ain't never going to get no easier. You've got to get it right while you got a chance. While these are still praying, we'll take these young ladies. This is Buffy Phillips and Barbara Connor. And they're both wanting to join the church. Both been saved. And Barbara's not yet been baptized. Is wanting to get baptized. Is wanting to join the church this morning. Someone want to make the motion? Motion's been made. Second. All in favor, let me know with an uplifted hand. All righty. We're going to ask them to just stay up here just a moment. And we're going to give you time to come around and shake their hand. Fellowship. Welcome into the fellowship of the church. While these are finishing up praying this morning. Keep the right spirit if you stay thankful. First time you start to complain about how pitiful you are and how hard you're having it, you think of all the good things that God's done for you, that you're going to heaven. Hollywood will ruin you looking at it, you know. All it'll do is make you want a bunch of stuff that you can't have. God's been good to us, give us plenty. We're rich in His eyes this morning, okay? If all minds and hearts are clear. The kids meet here at 5:30, everybody else at 7. Shake hands, you're at liberty to go. God bless you. Have a good day.